a second suspect arrested in the Arcadia Lake mass shooting, and Norman and OU break ground on the $1 billion Rock Creek Entertainment District. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Nick Daniels. A second suspect has been arrested in connection to last week's mass shooting at Arcadia Lake. According to Edmond Police, 20-year-old Trinity Brown of Oklahoma City was booked into the Edmond City Jail on charges of assault with a dangerous weapon and possession of a firearm after juvenile adjudication. Officers previously arrested 18-year-old Jalen Davis in the case. The shooting killed one and injured at least 22 others. Authorities say the investigation remains active and additional suspects may be involved. Developers OU and Norman City Leaders broke ground Tuesday on the $1 billion Rock Creek Entertainment District near Interstate 35 and Rock Creek Road. The nearly 270-acre mixed-use project will include entertainment venues, restaurants, retail space, a hotel, offices, and housing tied to the University of Oklahoma. Officials said the development could generate more than $1 billion in investment and create more than 3,000 jobs over time. The project previously faced opposition from some residents, but the Oklahoma Supreme Court upheld a ruling earlier this year that cleared the way for construction to move forward. Completion of the project is expected in 2028. Oklahoma lawmakers have proposed several constitutional reforms this year. State Capitol reporter Lionel Rommels has more on which ones voters can expect to see on the ballot this election season and when.
There are four legislative state questions that have already been sent to the Oklahoma Secretary of State's office for final review of language voters will see on the ballot. Scheduled for the August 25th primary runoff are state questions 844 and 846, which relate to local government reimbursements for lost ad valorem revenues and requiring voter ID at the ballot. In November, voters will see state questions 845, dealing with judicial selection reform, and 847, aimed at limiting property valuation increases to slow the steady rise in cost of homeowners insurance. One more possible state question still floating around in the legislature is SJR 50, which, if approved this week, would let voters decide, in part, whether to pluck Medicaid expansion language from the state constitution and insert it into statute for lawmakers to alter. I'm Lionel Rommels.
There is also a citizen-led ballot initiative to raise the state minimum wage hitting the ballot during the June primary election. That'll be state question 832. Republican Attorney General candidate John Echols has returned campaign donations to a Norman couple embroiled in a political favoritism scandal. As Grayson Wheeler reports, this comes after a multi-county grand jury investigated a friend of Governor Kevin Stitt's early release from prison.
Sarah Polstam was sentenced to 8 years in prison after crashing into and grievously injuring someone while driving drunk. She was released with an ankle bracelet after just 73 days. A grand jury report released last week found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing in Polstam's release, but identified, quote, rank political favoritism. While Polstam was awaiting transfer to prison, she and her husband were recorded discussing how to leverage their political connections with Stitt and Echols to secure favorable treatment. The Polstams are longtime friends of Stitt, and the couple has donated around $28,000 to his gubernatorial campaigns. State campaign finance records show Echols refunded a $3,300 donation to Sarah Polstam in March. He returned her husband's similar-sized contribution last week, according to reporting from the Oklahoman newspaper, saying, quote, "Justice isn't for sale." I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.